The derby tomorrow against Sydney FC, and they've had a fantastic result in the Champions League against Pohang Steelers midweek. Your thoughts on that performance from Sydney FC?
I think to go away into Korea and get any sort of result's a great achievement, so congrats to Arnie on that, and the team. I'm sure that's given them a little bit of a lift after a tough period in the A-League for them.
They also come home and they're desperate. Outside the top six now, Melbourne Victory in sixth place, and they're 3 points ahead of Sydney FC. So you're going to face a desperate team here tomorrow, and it all augurs well for a great derby.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I guess what's desperation? Of course, they've got something to fight for. They're aspirational. They want to be in the top six. They're Sydney FC. Let's face it, they should be in the top six. But our lads know what the job at hand is. You know, when you're in the situation we're in, at some point, that desire to get out of that needs to surface, and it can't manifest itself in nerves or fear anymore. It has to come out in application, performance, and we intend to go about our business tomorrow with a lot of resolve and put behind us a very challenging period.
It's been documented who misses the game tomorrow, but who gets an opportunity?
Mickey Neal comes back from suspension. He's been in great form, Mickey, and we're glad to have him back. Josh Bingham will come into the squad for Luis Garcia, so we've got plenty of pace and physical capability coming into the squad from that didn't start the game against Perth last week.
Just give us your mentality. After last week, you can't go out there and play the match, but you must have felt like you hit rock bottom last week. How are you feeling? A proud man, and you're already talking about next year, but last week in Perth must have been a really long night at the office for you.
Yeah, it started very badly three minutes in. When your team's lacking confidence, the last thing you want is for an early goal to set you back. And we responded well to that. And the half-time talk was good, and we shaded possession, we shaded corner, four corners, 4-1 again. So there was some positive signs in the Perth game, and then of course it went south very quickly in the second half. And the one thing about being in that situation is it can appear that the task is so great that it's insurmountable, and that's not the case. It's about recognizing when you're in that situation. As a leader and as a man, in whether you're in football or in business or in any walk of life, you've got to identify each of the problems one by one and deal with them one by one. And we're doing that. You know, we've asked a lot of these young players. We know that. And so far, whilst the task has been met with great enthusiasm, we haven't achieved what we set out to achieve. But the belief is incredibly high. So it starts tomorrow. Sydney FC at home is a great opportunity to take that first step away from the situation we're in.
Tony, last time you met them, 4-1. That was Boxing Day. Earlier in the season, I think it was 3-1. So, not surprisingly, you were working very hard today on defensive structures from set pieces.
Yeah, of course, set pieces are something we can't afford to give away cheaply. But it's the general... with and without the ball, that we're looking for improvement in other areas, and we're showing it in stages. You know, we've three recent games we've come in either ahead or level in the last 5 weeks. So the gap is still so small in the A-League. The bottom side can beat the top side. We're playing Sydney FC. It's a great one for the fans and for the players to actually get behind and go, come on, this is the one that we'd love to do it today. And of course you can't predict what's going to happen, but what I will say is the performance on the pitch at training this week and the mentality and resolve that's been displayed is incredible, and at some point it's going to translate to a result on the pitch.
Earlier in the season you were getting lots of opportunities inside the box. That seems to have dried up. How do you address that for tomorrow's derby?
Well, look, without giving too much away, it's it's an absolute need that we make a more positive effort to go forward. You know, it happens when confidence is low. In any given situation, a player can take the less risky option or take the safe option, if you like. The play Paul Izzo's getting far too many balls played back to him that could have been played forward into midfield or even beyond the opposition's back line. So all week we've been talking about forward passes, forward runs, forward movement. And when we get that back, we'll again be a force in the front. You know, we were leading front third entries in the first third of the season. So it's confidence that's affected that, certainly not intent. And, you know, if we're going to take advantage of Sydney FC tomorrow, we need to cause their back line some problems, and we've trained all week to do that.
Okay, just finally, with Sydney FC, no excuse the fact that they've travelled all the way to the Pohung Steelers because they left because of visa situations. Plenty of great players at home that'll line up tomorrow, you'd expect.
Yeah, you can't take anything for granted. Look, we had an opportunity against Melbourne Victory 2 weeks ago, similar situation, and everybody that was here could see that Victory faded in the last 20 minutes badly. They got an early goal and held on, and scored in injury time when we were pushing for an equaliser. These clubs, these big clubs with big budgets, have got plenty of depth, and Sydney FC will put a team on the park that's capable of winning any A-League match, home or away, and it's our job to stop them achieving that. And more importantly, it's our job to... We set our stall out to entertain this year, and tomorrow's an opportunity for us to go out and show the faithful and Sydney FC and ourselves that hunger is there to go and do the job. And if we do that, we've got some weapons, we can score goals, and I'm hopeful and expectant that we're going to have a good showing tomorrow based on what I've seen at training this week. Well, Arnie builds his team around defensive structure, good transition, and if he does do that and leaves them a little bit more exposed, then it's going to be a really entertaining game. I wouldn't think he'd want to leave the likes of Fabio, you know, too much space to be running into when we get the ball back. So hard to know. You know, we know Sydney FC are a good side. They're a very good possession-based side this year. They keep the ball for long periods of the time. We have to be very disciplined, and we've talked about discipline. You know, number of red cards this week, number of games we've finished with less than 11 men on the pitch is not acceptable. And tomorrow, with discipline, we can match up Sydney FC in whatever style they adopt. If they come at us, then we'll hit fire for fire, we'll go at them. If they sit back, we'll throw everything at them and try and get ourselves on the front foot. You know, in a season, you know, when you look for positives out of a season like ours, you look at the likes of Bingham and Liam Rose, Jake McGinn, you look at the Paul Izzo, the young guys that have been thrown to the wolves, so to speak, as shining lights in what's been a really difficult year. So, you know, Bingham dropping into the hole can be a real headache for any defender.